This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
And roses greet you today, unless you're in upper New York State. But actually, the snowstorms there, low temperatures, the country is miserable. We're getting it in the chin.
It's only 70 inches of snow.
74 to be exact. Big deal. That's the big deal. After all, it is November the 18th. It's time. No, it isn't really. This is weather we should be getting in January, right? All of the snow, record low temperatures, more coming today, cold air hammering the Midwest and the Northeast, temperatures in the 30s here where I am. It's 23 on the farm at the moment, and there is no snow on the ground, and there will be no snow on the ground because we have hay to bale later this week.
Hey!
Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Mm-hmm. Michael Fortier will answer your calls till he leaves for another position.
Greener pastures.
A traitor. 888-302.
There are no greener pastures.
When you talk to Michael, tell him.
Cry a little. Tell him how much you're going to miss him.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken with comments about the issues of the day at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So here's a report on the drivers who were stranded. This brings me back to 1978, was it? It was 8, Michael, right? February of 1978.
Oh, that was when I was born.
Well, happy birthday. The snowstorm that we went through that year, Michael was saying in the last hour how all these poor people are stranded in their cars. What's going to happen when they run out of gas? How are they going to survive? It's terrible. Oh, my God. I remember crossing over, and this is going to mean too much to many of you, but maybe it'll help. There's a visualization concept here. There's a State Route 85 that crosses over State Route 9 in Southborough, Massachusetts. And my new friend and next-door neighbor, Howard Fafford, and I, he had a construction company, and I had all the equipment on the farm. We were sharing a garage for the equipment that I had. I actually was in the bus business then. So I had a bus garage next to his garage for his equipment. So we went over to his garage. The snow was at that point about 4 feet deep. There were buses, cars, trucks, trailers, everything. There was an incline on Route 9, and the cars just got stopped, snowed in. And they were there for, some were there for 4 days, 2, 3, 4 days. People got out, walked around the coffee shop. There were, at one point in time, this coffee shop was supposed to house 45 people. There were 480 people for about 24 hours in this coffee shop. The buses couldn't, I remember one of my buses couldn't get up the hill. So it went sideways. All the traffic stopped. Nobody could get up on the other side. It was just an unbelievable picture. Imagine it. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, and imagine snow so deep that you can't get through. And that was the situation then. That's the situation. 132 miles of New York Thruway closed down because of the snowstorm. It's interesting, because Meredith's from Buffalo. The northern part above the interstate, no snow. Below the interstate, Wipeout City. So here's a report on some of the drivers who have been stranded in and around Buffalo.
Salvatore Durante and his 17-year-old daughter Natalie had just flown into the Buffalo airport from a weekend in New York City when at 12:30 a.m. they headed home to Hamburg into the storm and got stuck on the thruway near Ridge Road in West Seneca.
We weren't prepared, obviously, because we were driving back from the airport. We had no water or anything to eat. The trucker next to us, bless his heart, gave us 4 bottles of water, which we're almost done with, and a bag of peanuts. and a little package of peanut butter crackers.
Meantime, the Niagara University women's basketball team was driving home from a game in Pittsburgh when the bus carrying 24 people got stuck in the same area. How was everyone doing on the bus?
Everyone's doing fine. I mean, just for the fact that the bus is not obviously stopped or running since we left the University of Pittsburgh. So that's been definitely a positive. But other than that, I mean, so we're probably luckier than others on the road here, Nana.
As of 5 p.m., those passengers have been sitting on the bus for 19 hours, the last 15 hours sitting still. But at least they're able to keep the bus running. The Durantes are trying to conserve gas.
I run the car about every half hour for about 20 minutes. I go outside, and I'm not dressed for it, so my pants and socks and shoes are soaked. I go out in the back of the car, and with my hands, I dig out holes, little caves, if you will, areas for the exhaust pipes so that we don't die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
All right, so the Niagara University women's basketball team spent about 30 hours, and then they were rescued. It's interesting listening to this, Jennifer and Kenny, because I think of the wimpization, whatever that word is that we've used, the wimpifying of America. That we're going to make a big deal out of a snowstorm. Okay, so interesting stories. Yeah, yeah. There were people who were killed. I think there were four deaths blamed on the snowstorm.
No, people were trapped. I understand that. But I don't get why you wouldn't. Maybe because I'm an L.A. girl. So they must be in the middle of nowhere. Is that the problem?
Not necessarily.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't just leave your car and get out and go somewhere.
Well, the essence of the there is in that area, once you get away from Buffalo and you head east more than if you head west on that thruway, there's quite a bit of distance between one exit and the other. So there would be, if you were in a circumstance, and it's a moderately hilly area, so if you were stuck there, there may not be any place for you to go. A lot of this is a big farming area, so they're vast. Probably go 10, 12 miles.
That's where you get the
miles.
Good neighbor policy, and you go knock on someone's door.
Right.
And like, hey, I'm stuck out here. Can I have some water and a blanket?
Yeah, that would be the case. I just I was again wafting back in my mind to what it was like 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 400 years ago, 500 years ago. Whether there were Indians living there then.
And covered wagons, for crying out loud.
Yeah, so how did they deal with all this? That's just anecdotally an interesting reality. 888-302-3684. Speaking of, did I say Indians or natives? What did
you
I
said
say?
Indians.
Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you'll be happy to know that there are Indian children suffering violence from non-Indians as a result of the Redskins racial slur being used for the Washington football team, according
so
to research.
So it's hurting the children now.
It's now hurting the children. So this is a good reason not to renew the licenses of TV stations and radio stations because they use unnecessarily the term Redskins, which is causing Indian children to suffer violence from non-Indian children. There's a tone to my voice that you may be detecting. What say you on this? The report, actually, that I'm reading says these Indian children experience post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm sorry. With a straight face, I'm going to read this report.
Yeah, the brainiac that came up with this one?
This is John Banzoff, who's the lawyer who's decided he wants to take on the Indians over the Reds. He has been lacking in publicity for a while since the tobacco stuff, and so now this is the time for him to make some noise. Report says Indian children experience post-traumatic stress disorder at the same rate as veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God. So
day
do I,
in,
as a Dodgers fan, because they lose all the time.
Day in and day out, American Indian and Alaskan Native children, now it's in Alaska.
That's right.
Suffer exposure to violence at rates higher than any other race in the United States. The result is increased rates of altered neurological development. You got to be, I almost used that word. Because of the Redskins being called the Redskins, there are altered neurological development problems. Overrepresentation of Indians in the juvenile justice system because the Washington Redskins are called the Redskins? Who the hell are you kidding?
Give me a break.
Seven Native Americans have filed formal opposition to the renewal of the broadcast licenses of these stations because of the racial slur being used by the owner of the team. Using Redskins is harmful to people's mental health. And Alaskan Native children are exposed to more violence. I don't know if anybody... This is a report, by the way, that was published and prepared at the behest of your tax dollars, folks. A 120-page report from the Attorney General's Advisory Committee on American Indians suggests that American Indian and Alaskan Native children who represent the future of our country, quote-unquote, are facing unprecedented challenges, including a level of exposure to violence which is lasting and traumatic as a result of racial slurs. And according to this Boo Bonzoff, Redskins is a racial slur. How do you like that?
Hmm. I don't even know what to say. I just think it's such a waste of time. There's so many important things going on.
Yep.
This is the name of a football team.
Yep.
You know, it's not an internment camp for Native Americans. This is a football team.
Uh-huh.
I just don't get it. And I want to know who these people are that are stressed out by this.
Yeah, anybody who's stressed out by
it. Because to me, it's like there's one dude who thinks this is a great idea, and then he just found a lawyer.
888-302-3684, 18 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wow. 1-8 Wonder Time.
Good.
Richie's even gonna find the chicken song, will you? Play that.
How we get sure. This. I'll get right on that.
Was the chicken song a 1-8 Wonder, Jackie?
It sure was.
Yeah.
And it was this song. The song is called Swing the Mood. This is a novelty pop tune that was number one during this week in 1990. So who is this, or what group is this? This is the song today deemed, I guess, culpable by the producers of this program, who want you to tell
hey,
us
hey, hey.
The name.
This is all on Bob.
Of this
yeah,
program.
Yeah.
888.
Yeah, don't pay me with that.
3-6. You know who this is? 888. Somebody's going to know who this is. Around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock. Around the clock. Rock, rock, rock. Around the clock. 888-302-3684. Call us now.
That makes it so much better.
Really better wasn't the word I was
yeah,
looking for.
Well, I really like
stop
this song, man.
Crank it up, Richie! Who is this?
Gonna tell ya. Stump.
Really? Now we still have a minute or two of this.
No, about a stump.
This actually was the number one song. I'm not pulling your leg here.
That amazes me.
Top of the charts this week, 1990. Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this. What is this?
Wow.
Wait a minute. The Everly Brothers made it into this. Crank it up, Richie. Come on.
I like this part.
Novelty pop song from England.
Rob and Prozac are great.
Wrong number, I think.
Sorry, Bill Bennett. Yeah. Can you imagine Bill Bennett handling this? How would that work? And do stuff like this. So, Swing the Mood is the name of the song. Use sampling and synthesizers to blend pop music from the swing and early rock years. Doncaster DJ Les Hemstock created the mix of songs. The band's face was a costume cartoon rabbit. The group had 11 charting hits in England, but Swing the Mood was their only entry
as a big pop smash hit in the United States.
I mean, I could see this being big at, like, weddings.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Ah, this is cool, Richie. Come on. This is very clever, actually. Frankly,
listen to the backbeat, though. Listen to that backbeat. It does not change. That backbeat is the same, like their track, their drum track that they have.
Yeah.
It's just the same through every single one of these songs.
So, what does that mean?
It's all got a 4/4 beat.
Now this is
the tempo of that drum doesn't change.
You know, I don't remember this at all, and I don't know why I don't, because this is right up my alley. All right, let's get to it here. Figure out if we know who this person is, this group is. Ron is in Mariana, Florida. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hey, good morning. Great show you guys have. Is it Bill Haley in the comments?
No,
it is
a piece of Bill Haley,
but it isn't
in the mix. But it's
in
not.
The mix.
It is, yeah. This is a mix of a whole bunch of other tunes from that era, including Bill Haley, but he's not the one responsible for it. Good guess, though. Here's Buzz in, where are you? Tucson. Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Buzz, what's the name of this group?
Guy Bunny on Master Mixers.
How in the name of heavens did you remember that?
Wow.
I have the CD in my hand right here.
Wow. I'm going to bow to you, sir.
That's amazing.
Right, you get a CD of a terrific group of one-hit wonders for your prize, sir. Thank you.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by the National Mining Association. The U.S. should reduce its dependence on foreign minerals to create jobs and strengthen national security. According to a survey of more than 400 manufacturing executives, 95% say they're concerned the U.S. takes too long to approve permits for new minerals mines. On average, it takes 7 to 10 years, nearly 5 times longer than countries with similarly strict environmental regulations. That lag puts the country's manufacturers in a vulnerable position. Harry Moser of the Reshoring Initiative.
Minerals are vital to a broad range of products and technologies that make U.S. companies world leaders in innovation, propel our economy, and allow our industries to compete globally. Right now, we rely on foreign countries for more than half the minerals our manufacturers need. Strengthening the domestic mineral supply chain is a great way to support the reshoring trend.
The survey shows that a stable domestic supply of the minerals and metals vital to a wide range of products is a top concern for U.S. manufacturers. For more information, visit mineralsmakelife.org.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off, and all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices, and get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Things, but we're serious about the news, keeping you informed as to what's what and who's who and what you might want to think about some of these things that are going on. For example, here's what you need to know about the National Security Agency program that collects your phone calls, collects your data, collects your email. What's the story? Congress was all set to overhaul it, and guess what happened? Gonzo. Or at least this attempt, anyway. Why are the Republicans against this? I would think this would be a good opportunity. Why are the Republicans? Just because Obama wants it?
No, don't want it. Is that
that's it? A good reason as any.
They're all up for trying to protect us.
Yeah.
What? To do whatever we can to protect
NASA? You. I mean, NASA, good dog. The NSA, are they protecting us? I don't think so.
Well, Rand Paul said whatever the bill was didn't do enough.
Ah. Okay. Well, so that's a good reason.
I like that.
That's why we have four people here, ladies and gentlemen, who have different spins on the interest and or activity in a particular news story. Because Kenny found something that I didn't find, Richie didn't find, and Jennifer didn't find.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, thank you. Next, senators blocked action on the nomination of Loretta Lynch.
Country music, by the way. Oh, my
Loretta
God.
Loretta Lynch's country music?
Yeah.
She's
who
a
doesn't
coal
like
miner's
Loretta
daughter,
Lynch?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. So that's the end of that story.
You didn't buy that story, Ken. Ha ha.
Touche.
Is that a country song?
Touche, no.
Touche, touche.
Or not touche.
Yeah. Jewish worshippers returned to a Jerusalem synagogue today where five rabbis were killed yesterday. I think four of them were Americans, weren't they? Seems to me. There were three. Oh, Richie, yeah, I think they were.
I know one of them was.
I'm going more than that. Anyway, The Palestinians are going to get it in the neck today.
This is Hamas.
Man, these guys.
What's with these people? Yay, good job. Do more.
Yeah, kill more. Yeah. Right. That's the same thinking, though, as what goes with it. And this is, I can't remember, this is one thing that hasn't changed since I was a kid. This whole thing about Israel and the hatred. The other, the new things that have happened as a result of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and some of that stuff, that's new. Last 10, 12, 14 years or so. But this stuff with Hamas goes back to, well, it actually goes back to 1948 when the Israeli state was declared by the United Nations. And it just doesn't change. It's the same year in and year out. Tensions are high, tensions are low. Bill Clinton gets them all together in the White House. They sign a pact agreement. Great. Okay, that's good for about 5 minutes. And then the people in the Palestinian Liberation Organization start throwing grenades and mortar and stuff over on one side, and the Israelis bomb the hell out of them on the other side, and so back we are to the same old game in the sandbox. And doesn't change. Nothing changes for them. I feel badly, though, for especially because, in a way, I feel close to Israel because I've been there. I find the country fascinating, the region fascinating. But there is such a difference when you go across. There's the two sections of the city now, which used to be separated by a wall, are separated by a subway. Not a subway, really. It's a surface transit system. It's very progressive, very modern. One side of the tracks is Palestine, and the other side of the tracks is Israel. That's how crazy it is. And you don't want to be caught on the other side of the tracks, literally.
Literally.
Literally. Mm-hmm. But yet if you look at it, you think you're looking at the same city. It's modern, progressive. You can't tell. If you had never been down that street before, and those of you who have been there know exactly what I'm talking about, as you drive out of Jerusalem, you go down the hill, Mount of Olives on your right-hand side, and you look at this place, which looks like a Middle Eastern city. And yet it's the tale of two cities, in reality. And these people who grow up, many of them, the intellectually stimulated, the parents who are progressive, whether they be Muslims, Christians, Jews, they all send their children to the same schools. This is what's so mind-boggling about this. They all work and live together in Jerusalem and have for thousands of years. And the elite government, business people send all their kids to the same school. Muslim kids, Palestinian, it makes no difference. Jews, Christians all go to the same school. And then you get down to the brass tacks of the people who are not really educated. They get suckered in by the message of Hamas, and they teach these people, well, we all know this, this is class stratus, we have it in America. There are people who are the rich, and some people refer to them as the elite. They send their children to special schools because they can afford it. They pay for all kinds of things that enhance their reality. So they live a different life than those who come from families that may not be as fortunate, let's say. Well, for whatever the reason. Maybe parents are average. Maybe the parents aren't that smart. Maybe the parents aren't even together. Whatever it is. But we all know, we really all know, that there is a difference, even an opportunity in America. We know that. We see it. We understand it. So it isn't really a surprise to see how those people deal with this problem in a different way than those who are not educated, who don't come from a background where people are stimulated to think of the what-ifs. So they start at 4 years old teaching the kids how to use guns to hate and kill Jewish kids. They teach them, these Palestinian kids, about how bad Jewish kids are, and when you grow up, you should kill them. So there's this real dichotomy, this very dramatic difference in the way these people grow up. Politically, it serves guys like Netanyahu or whoever might be the leader there, because there's a clear difference, and we've got to do something about this. So even though they're intelligent, Netanyahu is very smart. But he plays the game. The same as we do here. You're always being played at political opportunities on fear. Right?
That's how we make a lot of decisions.
Look at the election. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of, you fill in the blank, and that's why we're voting for this guy, because he's going to fix that problem we're afraid of. Isn't that how it works?
A lot of it, yeah. I think that's a motivator for a lot of people.
Crazy stuff. That's what it is. Let's see here. Speaking of the Middle East, the FBI is tracking close to 150 Americans. This is great. The FBI thinks there are at least 150 of us who have traveled to Syria in the last 3 or 4 months to join, they think, armed groups. Do you believe it? Jennifer, you think there are 150 Americans capable of going to Syria and joining these groups and killing, coming back and trying to kill Americans?
I think so.
Richie, what do you think?
I think that there are 150 people who have American status, American citizenships, who could do that. Do I think they're Americans? No, not at all.
Real Americans?
Right.
Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I'd agree with Rich, and I'd be surprised if they could make their way back here.
Because we won't let them back in?
No, because I just don't think that they're... I just don't think that the whole ISIS thing is as capable.
Hmm.
They're making great videos, and they're killing lots of people over there, but I don't think that they have... I'm not challenging them, but I don't think they have...
They arrested a woman here in the D.C. area the other day for promoting her husband's going to Syria to help ISIS, I think. She was all over Facebook and saying, I want to help my husband go there so he can train and come back and kill him. Boom.
You talk about fear, but I think ISIS is smart in the fact that they are reaching out and they're looking for the lowest common denominator. They're looking for those people that don't feel like they fit in here, that have drug problems.
About.
Yeah, they
the
reach for these
talking
people.
About in Palestine and in the same people.
Right. And this is and not to use the word scary because you're talking about fear, but that's the scary part, is that these people don't feel that they have an association or an allegiance to America, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. I think it's very possible that 150 of them could go over. That doesn't even seem like a high number.
Bruce is in El Paso. Wants to talk for a minute about immigration. Reform. How do we reform our immigration system, Bruce? The problem with Bruce is that he hasn't been told to
turn his radio
down.
He'll get there.
You have to when you call, please. Michael probably is doing this, but you may not have heard him.
Otherwise, you're in a time warp.
Turn your radio down because we have an 8 to 10 second delay.
You will never catch up.
To keep me from saying things that I ought not to say, and Richie hits that button so that when I say them, we are not all embarrassed. That's how it works. We're not worried about you.
Yeah,
he's worried about me.
He's ready now.
He's ready now. All right, Bruce, what do you have?
Well, I'm going to segue with that lawyer who doesn't seem to have a clue about what Obama intends to do with
Okay, so let's go back for just a second and tell people that didn't hear in the last half hour. We had a lady who was an immigration lawyer who I asked specifically as to what we ought to be doing, and she kind of booted it, I think. Right?
I
didn't think
I could tell by your voice that you didn't want to disparage her point of view, but I could tell by your tone that you knew she was clueless.
Really? And you can tell that by my tone? Good for you, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, I'm somewhat perceptive. But I want to segue this into, we need to control our borders. I mean, look what Israel does. They control their borders.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the same thing. And without that, none of the other immigration stuff means squat.
That's a hard thing to do, but it's something, it's hard to come up with a formula, but we all know one thing. The current system does not work.
No, and you don't shut the barn door after all your stock is run off. I mean,
sometimes I do, actually. I've done that.
Oh, yeah? Do your cows come in on their own when it's cold?
actually, they don't mind the cold. It's the wet that they mind. If it's wet and cold, they don't like it. If it's cold, they're fine. Actually, they're healthier in
really?
The cold. Yeah, much healthier in the cold.
Huh. Well, they stand closer together.
They do. Hey, you know, cows are funny. Here, you got me on a tangent. Cows are the funniest things. In the summertime, when the weather is 90 degrees, I have at the home farm here, we have a group of trees up by the road. And there'll be, normally during the summertime, there's probably 40, 50 cows in the pasture here in front of me. And they all, in the heat, they'll all huddle together. Why they do that? They don't do that when it's cold. They
They're
do
creating
it when
shade.
No, that's to cut down on the surface area for flies.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, I remember.
Yeah, I grew up around a farm, you know, and you know, you're talking about the cows being out there in bad weather, but you notice they always put their butts upwind.
That's right, and we enjoy that.
So does
thanks.
Doug.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, take
you too.
Care. How we turned the process of immigration and the problems there into cow talk.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to National Public Radio, Richie, and I'm going to create a new show to because Car Talk is off the air because one of the Click and Clack brothers died. So instead of having Car Talk, we're going to have Cow Talk.
There you go.
How about that? Will you support that? Will you send a donation to NPR for me to do?
I think I already do.
Cow, really?
Yeah.
Have you said on it? Cow Talk?
Yeah.
Well, this is a donation. For
right now at this very moment.
Cow Talk.
I'm supporting Cow Talk.
Good for you. By the way, you might want to check out our video of the day today, which features the story.
Just
I did because of the video.
Going through puberty, Greg Burr, Peter Brady.
No, because I'm chuckling. I am chuckling at the video of the day. It is the story of the gift that Rich gave to me.
The Zappa.
Yeah. So if you would like to see the bug assault rifle and the story behind that story, you might want to check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, Jennifer checks our TV news in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Dougie Dougie.
I said Cosby's career is over, and I guess I got that fixed thinking about the Netflix comedy special that they say will not air.
Right. Well, first, yesterday you and I talked about NBC holding up the project that he's working on for the network. Now Netflix said it's postponing Bill Cosby's upcoming stand-up comedy special, which is a decision that has followed what is a growing number of allegations over his alleged sexual assault of many, many women. In a brief statement late yesterday, the company said that the scheduled November 27th premiere of this special was being postponed, but did not address why or when it might debut. Duh. That company had no further comment on that. That came right after Janice Dickinson was the latest person to throw her hat into the ring about these sexual abuse allegations, including drugging and alcohol. Really terrible stuff. Better news.
Yes, The Voice.
And I'm hoping that Rich has my favorite song ready to go. Let's hear it.
See if Richie's the producer.
I do have it right.
Okay. Okay, until tomorrow.
This is Megan Trainor.
Come on, this is Megan Trainor. Monster hit. She's joining The Voice beginning tonight. Carson Daly announced there's going to be a lot of star power, actually. Diana Ross, Colby Calais, Megan Trainor, and Patrick Stump, a Fallout Boy, will join in a role of advisor that's already included Taylor Swift, Stevie Nicks, Alicia Keys, Gavin Rossdale, and Little Big Town. These guests next week are going to be the first time that the series has featured guest mentors so late into the season.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for a visit from your pet's best friend, Warren Eckstein. And today, on the Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Warren will be serenaded with the audio from a video that features a family's pet bird who mimics his favorite Star Wars character, R2-D2. I crank this up, Julia. Doesn't take much to amuse us, Warren, as you can tell.
Did I tell you it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Warren?
All right, so that was the video of the day at DougSteffen.com, the bird who mimics R2-D2. Maybe you can use that for the soundtrack. A new Star Wars movie's coming out next year. What do you think? Are you a Star Wars fan, Warren?
I never saw the original.
You never have? Wow. There have been 6 of them. You've never seen the first one?
I saw E.T. for the first time 2 years ago.
Nice going. That's Warren.
What's wrong with you?
Wow.
You guys think I'm off my rocker.
Wow.
There's Warren Eckstein, folks. host of the pet show. Okay, so Bo
has received a stay of execution thanks to a court order, and you're following that story in your blog. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country, a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. So what's the story with Bo?
You know, it's an interesting story with Bo. This is one of those situations where the... Let me just bring it up on my computer, so I want to give you the story exactly the way it started out. After a public outcry from local residents and a petition, over 30,000 signatures, they want to save Bo, a 2.5-year-old lab golden retriever, shepherd mixed dog, who was going to be euthanized. The dog was deemed vicious during a court hearing because he killed a duck that flew into its yard.
He was vicious in the court, or he was being...
The court said he was vicious.
Because he killed a duck.
Because he killed a duck. Now, the duck flew into his property. Now, listen, no one loves ducks.
What does a Labrador do?
Thank you, okay?
Labradors hunt ducks.
That's what they are bred to do.
They're retrievers. But the bottom line is this, okay? First of all, the dog was in its own property. The duck flew in. I feel bad for the duck, but, you know, this is the dog's natural instinct. There are laws on the books, however, that says if your dog is running loose and he attacks a duck or a chicken that belongs to someone else, then they have the right to kill the dog, which I disagree with anyway. But the bottom line is, here's another situation where a good dog, a healthy dog, a non-aggressive dog was misevaluated by some morons, determined vicious, and was ultimately going to be put to sleep because he killed a duck in his own backyard. Totally ludicrous. People are way too quick to put animals to sleep.
So, the outcome is that the scheduled euthanasia did not take place, right?
He's got to stay at this point. And first of all, they should just throw this thing out of court. Listen, I love animals, ducks, geese. I take ants out of my house and put them outside. But the bottom line is, this is a dog in his own yard thinking it needed to do what this dog's instinct was, which was to protect the yard, go after the duck, which is exactly what he did, killed the duck. I feel bad again, but the bottom line is, this is a dog. What would you do if a child took a BB gun in his backyard and shot a duck? Would you take that child and have that child euthanized? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the child's natural instinct to shoot the duck.
But he still killed the duck.
It's the dog's natural instinct to go after the duck.
To go after the duck or chase it. But either way, the duck is dead.
Let's pay attention to this and see what happens next week or two. Meanwhile, a good story about a gentleman named Penn Farthing, who is working, got the CNN Hero of the Year Award for reuniting soldiers with dogs that they come in contact with and befriend in combat. This has happened in Iraq and it happened in Afghanistan. So I wonder how much you know about this, or is this a program that's broader?
There are several different organizations that are actually doing the reuniting of our heroes with dogs that they either worked with or had. But it's amazing to me, you know, I'm working with a group now that's doing a lot of training for wounded warriors. And the bottom line is, watching these soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, men and women, watching them around pets, it's the only time when they first come back where they can just be themselves when there's no other people around. And I think it's just amazing. And the reuniting of the dogs and the servicemen, I've seen that 1,000 times, and I still have tears in my eyes every time.
Warren has established the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. You can find out about that, plus his line of vitamins and minerals for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses. Check that out at warrenekstein.com or petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. All of them come together to present quite an interesting array of information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.